Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
944, 945, quarter till 10. Let me just clean this up real quick. I've been fighting a little something going on here, and I've not been as sharp as I should be. I said Foxworth earlier, and I gave the forecast for the Saints game. And it's actually Foxborough, and it's going to be nice, sunny, partly cloudy, highs of 73 there, in case you're concerned. That's of little interest, I'm sure, to the people in St. Charles Parish, other than as a distraction. Matt Jewell joins us now, parish president, to get a briefing, if you will, a latest report on what's going on there on this 24th day of the Ida recovery. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time with us. First question is... about, I guess, with the front coming through and some winds forecast at 30-something miles an hour, are you worried about debris breaking loose, limbs, power outages from more power outages from any more loose limbs and trees, et cetera?
Well, look, I mean, Entergy's done a lot of work through here, and Hurricane Ida has definitely pruned out every tree in St. Charles Parish. So I hope a 30-mile-an-hour wind won't break anything loose, but... You just never know, and obviously there's a lot of debris on the street, so you do worry about some of that blowing around. But I think we're going to be all right with that, and we're going to enjoy the nice weather behind that storm or
so
behind that front.
I'm sorry, Matthew. Where do you stand on debris removal? What's new in St. Charles Parish? What's happening as far as the recovery goes?
Yeah, look, I put a post out last night. Our original estimation when we rode out right after the storm, probably the day or two after the storm, with our debris monitor, was that there was about a million cubic yards of vegetative debris out there. But what wasn't really known at the time was the amount of roof damage that had been done, the amount of rain that infiltrated into people's homes. So we've seen over the past couple of weeks all of these homes being gutted, and it's probably putting our total debris closer to 2 million cubic yards. And again, for perspective, we had about 400,000, 450,000 for Hurricane Katrina. So this is the worst storm by far that's ever hit St. Charles Parish. And with 2 million cubic yards of debris, so think of 3x3 cube, 2 million of those out on the street. So collecting that is going to take some time. Now that the Entergy folks have moved out, we're ramping up the number of trucks we have, which are these big black tandem trucks that have can hold about 150 cubic yards apiece. But we're removing about 20 to 25,000 cubic yards a day, and we're hoping to get more trucks in and increase that number. But we've already picked up over 260,000 cubic yards of debris. And now some of our focus is going to be starting to get the construction debris off the streets. But I really want the residents to know that it's going to take some time. It might take a couple of months to get everything off of the street. So it's just something that we're going to have to be patient with. It's just one of these things where we can't wave a magic wand and get it up, you know, really any quicker.
Is there any way to overemphasize how important it is that 99% of the parish has power?
Look, I mean, you know, if you look at the original estimated, restoration times from Entergy, today's the 22nd, and we shouldn't have 90% restoration until 7 days from now, another week from now. So the fact that they beat that by, you know, almost 2 weeks, by 13 days or so, actually just incredible. And it's an incredible feat when you consider the fact that we had nearly 4,000 downed poles and almost 100 miles of wire, spans of wire that were down. But, you know, from the very beginning, we always on the phone with Entergy telling them they need to get every bit of resources they had in St. Charles Parish. We started with barely any linemen, probably 50, and we ended up with about 1,750. Mm-hmm. So they worked their butt off. They came from all over North America. We saw some folks from Ontario and Nova Scotia working in St. Charles Parish. So it was really incredible to see all those resources come in and us get electricity back much quicker.
So you got no beef with Entergy at all, I'm guessing.
No, we're thankful for them, and we're thankful to see that they did do some hardening of our electrical grid when they made the repairs. If residents are driving through the parish and they see the new poles, obviously the new poles are lighter in color, but if they look up at that cross arm, it's a gray composite material that isn't going to break. It's much more resistant to wind. A termite can't get in it and eat it and cause it to rot. So there has been some hardening of the grid, and some of the fixes that they've had to make are much more robust now than they were before. So I think our electrical grid really had a good, purging of some of the bad poles, and I think our system in St. Charles Parish is probably stronger now than it's been a long time.
Wow. What about internet and so forth?
Yeah, so a lot of our residents' major concerns right now is Cox and AT&T internet. I've been on the phones with my contacts with those folks. The major portion that Cox has been working on, they have a ring that kind of goes around St. Charles Parish. One side of that ring is on River Road in Destrehan. The other side is on Highway 90 in Lewin. And that is kind of their major lines coming into the parish, that trunk line where everything branches off of. So they've been making the major repairs and splicing those major lines, rehanging lines across the parish. We're seeing a lot more contractors and AT&T and Cox vehicles working. So once they turn on that line, they're going to see the full extent of the damage, because now they're going to know which section of the branches of, I kind of imagine it all as like a tree. They turn the trunk on, some of the branches are going to power up, some of them aren't, and they're going to know where to focus their resources after that. We've been really pushing them for a more detailed timeline, because residents just want to know what options they have and when they're going to get their internet restored. AT&T seems to be in a little bit better of a place. They had generators at all of their major nodes across the parish, and they are sending folks out to individual homes to do repairs if infrastructure in their home's been ripped out. So we're going to stay on them, but I'm thinking that through this weekend and next week, I think we're going to be in a lot better place with internet.
And real quick, what's the situation with schools?
So our schools are going to be doing like a phased approach, coming back in. So they'll start with some of the high schools, and they start with, it looks like some of the middle schools come in around October 4th. And then lastly, some of the elementary schools are going to be coming in on the week of, it looks like the 25th, or the staff and the teachers return on the 21st. I want to preface that that's still a tentative timeline. Mm-hmm. The school has had to work incredibly hard to make sure that they can fit everybody in. A lot of our schools had a significant amount of damage. We do have this information posted on our Facebook page and our website, and additionally, the school has put out information as well. But it's going to be a phased approach coming back to school for our school students in St. Charles Parish.
Thank you, Matthew. God bless you. Enjoy the cool, dry weather. Lord knows we need it.
Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. 9:52, back in a flash. We'll see what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.